The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com. You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Happy Sunday! Welcome to the Final Four. Okay, so this is the only time I'm actually interested in basketball, is this time of year. I don't do a bracket or anything because, you know, not that kind of psychic. Anyway, so I want to remind you that the best time to start the 9-day energy reset is on the 1st, the 10th, or the 19th of the month. So if you want to prepare for your beginning of your 9-day energy reset for April 1st, then you can spend this week preparing for it. So I just want to let you know. But the guide is only available on Kindle right now. I'm actually planning to publish it as a little guide that I can hand out to people when they come see me in person. So, but you'll only get that if you come see me in person because, you know, that's how it works. Otherwise, you can download it on your iPad. So I'm going to go right to the callers here. So let me look at all of you here and get who's been on hold the longest on the air first. Oh, sorry. I have to use my iPad right now because for some reason I couldn't get my computer up and going. So I'm going to go with area code 630. Hello, 630. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. I talked to you yesterday. This is Lisa. You told me to buy the
Kindle.
Oh, hi,
Lisa. That's right. You had a second question. What was your second question?
I bought the Kindle. I bought the energy thing, reset.
Oh, good. All right, perfect. So get everything ready and then start it on the first. So what's your question for me today?
So my question is, and I won't keep you long, it's just like, do you see me moving? Like, I'm moving. I'm selling my place. Do you see me moving locally or somewhere else, like outside of where I live in the Midwest?
Well, so here's the thing. There's this big desire to have this brand new beginning, but I don't want you to move too far away for this move because, first of all, my gut is telling me don't move clear across the country. My gut's telling me move to a neighborhood that's a little bit more resourceful for you community-wise. In other words, if you can live in a place that's walking distance, you know, say a half a mile to a coffee shop or half a mile to a grocery store. So where you feel more of a sense of community, that you start going to that grocery store, you know, every couple of days because it's your grocery store. Do you see what I mean? Because
yeah, so
this is more
locally, not out of state or anything.
Yeah, I don't see out of state right now at all. I see locally. Now, it may be that you just move locally temporarily, but it's saying that the best time for a big move is not now. It would be August.
So when you say big move, like to sell my place type thing, would be like August?
Well, it says here that if you put your place up for sale, it will sell pretty quickly because you've kept it really well. So when you're ready to move, that's when I would sell it. In other words, if you
but
think
it's
going to
be
take...
local. Like, you
yeah,
think I
but right
live,
now
like
it's a, not talking about a big move, Lisa. It's talking about a local one.
Do you think I might, like, live out west just winters? Like, in the winter, do
well,
you think
you know,
I'll, like, go?
You may be able to work out some sort of a snowbird thing. But what I'm getting right now, in answer to your official question of am I moving out of state or am I moving locally, what I'm getting gut-wise and what I'm getting on the cards is that it's a local move first.
Okay.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. Thanks for calling back.
Thanks.
See you later. Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from – all right, hold on. I'm working with my iPad here. So I've got somebody So if you have blocked your number, it comes up on my screen as all ones. And there's somebody that's been on hold for 20 minutes, and the number's all ones. So that either means that it's a Skype call or it's an international call. But I don't tend to take those calls when I have all these other numbers that have their area code showing. So the person that's been on hold for 20 minutes, if you can hit *82 on your phone, it'll unblock your number so they can call you out and get you on the air. In the meantime, I'm going to go to area code 218. Hello, 218. Who's this? Hello, 218.
Oh, hi. Hello, I was listening in the other room. I'm so sorry. Hi, this is Christine calling from Minnesota.
Okay, I'm sorry. What was your first name?
Christine.
Oh, hey, Christine, what's your question?
My question is...
I'm coming.
Yeah, well, see, I love to listen to your show. You have unbelievably great advice. And, you know, I am looking forward to getting the energy transformation. I did what you suggested. I've really been working it. I got onto LinkedIn. So anyway, you have great advice. So I have a small business. It's a natural bathing, cleaning, and laundry company, and I want to see how you think we do in April and May, second quarter. I'm feeling very positive financially.
Okay, so here's the thing. One of the things that you need to do is you need to get the word out better about your product than you've been getting it out, okay? And one of the things that I would love for you to do is if you can put together little samples of your product and give them to newscasters and producers on the local TV stations as well as the local talk radio stations.
Got it.
Just say, this is my natural product, and I'm looking to get the buzz out, and I want you to give this a try, and let me know if you like it. Now, what may happen by you reaching out to the producers of the radio stations and the TV shows, as well as the actual hosts, all right, is that you may be invited to do a segment, because the timing right now, people are doing spring cleaning. My husband and I spent last weekend totally cleaning our entire house. Now, this is probably the first time, and I'm kind of embarrassed to say this, in a year that you can actually go to any room in my house and I'm not embarrassed. Okay, because we got a bunch of stuff. We got rid of a bunch of stuff. So when I tell people that it's a good time to do the 9-day energy reset, well, you're going to get your spring cleaning done in preparation before you start it, and then you start it on April 1st. So what happens is that you start actually being open to the blessings that the universe is trying to give you. So with your product, which is environmentally friendly,
yes,
that's exactly the way that I want you to promote it. But you promote it with people that are a little bit noteworthy, that may be looking for subjects to talk about on their radio program or on TV. They're looking for a new way of exploring something. And when you present yourself as a small business owner, that is very compelling.
Cool.
Okay? So, Christine,
well,
that would be...
Well, I did get some press at the end of last year, December, and then in January, just in little magazines. It was amazingly helpful for business.
Okay. So the other thing you can utilize is you can utilize Craigslist. There's a few other places you can advertise for free. You also want to make sure that you're tweeting about it, and that but the biggest thing is the is connecting with people that can help you get the word out a little bit more. The other thing I would do is if you have a Sprouts or Whole Foods near you, I would
I'm
put
in
flyers.
Whole Foods.
Okay. So here's what I would here's my secret to
one,
making sure
only
you,
one.
Okay, that's fine. Here's what you do. Well, you could do the library too. All right. So what you do is you go to the dollar store and you buy a bunch of packets of tacks, you know, like thumbtacks. And then you actually do a flyer, and you have the website and, the little, how they do the little cutting of the skirt at the bottom so people can tear it off, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, but you bring an entire little cardboard thing of thumbtacks, and you put the whole thing of thumbtacks on the bulletin board, and then you put two on yours. This is so people don't swipe your thumbtacks to put whatever they're going to put up there.
Oh.
I'm serious. Okay, but it's going to be this sort of grassroots thing, all right? Now, it might be that you go to Whole Foods, and you might even ask if they're doing any kind of community fair where you can actually have a table. But anything you can do to get yourself in front of people and talk about the product and how natural it is and how healthy it is, that's the most important thing.
Okay, well,
right,
that's...
Girl.
Thanks.
Gotta go.
That's what I'm doing. Oh, and
God,
I'll
later.
Send you some. Do you have your mailing address on your website?
Oh, that would be fabulous.
Website? Yeah, I'll send you a
just shoot me an email and I'll send you the address.
Okay. Yeah.
All right,
that'd
gal pal.
Be great.
Thank you.
Thank
see
you.
Later.
Have a great day.
All right, bye.
Keep me on the line. Thank
okay,
you.
Wait, Christine. What's
yeah.
your website?
www.puresoapflakes.com.
Puresoapflakes.com. Okay, everybody,
yes.
Listen up and go to her website, or I'll put you back on hold. All right, here we go.
Oh, you're sweet. Thank you.
See you later. Okay, bye.
Have a great day.
You too. All right, I've got somebody here from the 620 area code. Hello, 620. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Christy.
Hi, Christy. What's your question?
I was wondering if my girlfriend Maria and I are going to get back together.
Let's see.
And if so, anytime soon.
Let's see. There's a trust issue here.
Mm-hmm.
There's the first card that's coming up is either you don't trust her or she doesn't trust you, because she's coming up reversed, and you're sort of exhausting yourself to get to the point of being able to earn the trust back, all right, or validate the trust. The only way that this relationship is going to actually move forward is if you actually approach her with the idea of, look, you know, we have so much that we've been through together, and no matter what, I want to make sure we stay friends. The reason I want you to do that is it's the karmic right thing to do, for starters.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's any apologies that need to happen, that's when you apologize. But this is not through a text. This is where you call and you leave. If she doesn't answer, you leave the voicemail. You say,
mm-hmm.
sweetie, you know, you know that I really care about you, and I know what we went through was really hard, and I know that we need to get the trust back. But listen, no matter what, I want to make sure we stay friends because I really care about you, and I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Really,
reversed. She's the one that was.
Yeah, there's a trust issue here. And
mm-hmm.
you can even
okay.
say, I'm sorry that I didn't pay enough attention to you to understand you were going through whatever it was, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But just what you say is, you know, and my apologies for not being as understanding as I could have been.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you apologize for something in there because there's, you know, it takes two, you know, for a breakup to happen,
mm-hmm.
right? But thing is that here's the surprise thing I want to tell you. Because this is not
mm-hmm.
what you asked me. there's another woman coming towards you who is dark hair, dark eyes, about 5 feet. She's tiny. And she's got this amazing way about her that she brings light into any room she walks into. And this one, this one doesn't have any weird emotional baggage. She's also always known that she's preferred women to men. Always. And and she finds you kind of fascinating. So here's so here's the funny distraction here. Perhaps the universe set all this up so that you could put this one on the back burner to pay attention to the one that I actually think you're really supposed to be with.
That's interesting. Okay.
But she's this one, oh my God, is she darling. And and you know, you have a tendency to take life and money and career and everything very seriously. That's you. This gal doesn't do that. She's like, you know what? It's all going to work out. And it does. That's what makes this woman so magical. So here's the thing. Do the karmic right thing with the one that you're saying you want to get back together with. Do the right thing. Make sure that there's a friendship there. Apologize for not giving her the attention that she needed at the time, and that you hope whatever happens, you end up friends. Something like that. But then keep your peepers open for this other woman, about 5 feet tall, dark hair, dark eyes, just delightful and very feminine. She's just, I'd switch teams for her. I'm serious. This gal is just, there's something about her, you just want to hug her. I'm just saying. And she finds you very interesting. And so I would not discount that.
Okay.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. See
you
later.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right. You got, oops, I keep forgetting I'm on my iPad. So hold on, I'll be right back.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 404. Hello, 404. Who's this?
Hey, Mona. It's Lolita.
Oh, hey, Lolita. What happened? Okay, wait. I got to recap for everybody. Wait, I got to recap.
Okay.
I got to recap. Okay, so Lolita, I let Lolita get on the air like every couple weeks because she ended up renting a piece of equipment from this company. She ended up returning the equipment because she couldn't pay for it anymore, leasing the equipment. She ended up returning the equipment. Well, the bank came back and said, well, you owe us this big chunk of money, like $60,000. And she said, no, I can't pay it. So we've been going back and forth on this. And have you heard anything?
They were trying to come back and say, can we do a good faith for 3 months and come back to it? So my final email to her was like, look, we're not doing no 3 month review. I have the copier for 3 months. This is all I'm going to pay. take it or leave it, basically. And I'm heading out of the country, like I told you back in February. It's like taking blood out of a turnip. I basically went in and clear. She wrote back and says, I'll get back with you. And I said, you got to resolve this by the end of the month. It's
okay,
going on
so,
too long.
Okay, but here's the thing, the funny thing is they don't know how to deal. I mean, did you actually offer them to go to work for them to pay it off?
Yeah, they couldn't answer. They didn't respond back to that, and they didn't even respond back to the fact that I know that another collection company is calling that lets me they already discharged the debt. Because when a collection agency calls you, that means the original creditor has already gotten their money back for the copier. So I let it be known that this is the third time I'm mentioning to you that there's a collection agency calling me, and you're not being clear if you already discharged the debt. So I can easily go pay them, or I can easily pay you $2,000. So
no, but here's the thing, is that they didn't, that the original leasing company never lost the money on the copier because they ended up being able to resell the equipment for more than the amount that you owe. So see, to me, I think it's kind of a moot point. And you're right. The fact that you have a collection agency calling you means that the collection agency is just there to try and get whatever they can get from you.
Yeah.
So you are absolutely correct on that. And the other thing that's interesting is that now that they're like putting you on the back burner because you're too clever to deal with. That's what's going on here.
Okay.
You're too clever to deal with. And when you actually talk to the collection agency, say, I think that you need to talk to the bank because I'm under the impression all of this has been dismissed and taken care of. That's what you say to the collection agency. So you put the bank back in the collection agency's lap and let the collection agency go back and say, well, Lolita says that you guys have already dismissed it.
Yeah,
because
the original.
Yeah, but you want to talk to them once.
You want to
talk to them once, just once, and tell them,
okay,
I don't know why you're calling me because I'm under the impression that this has been dismissed since the original company got the value of the copier back from a new client.
Gotcha.
Okay,
gotcha.
I'm under the impression this is dismissed, so I think that the more you call me, because now I'm not going to answer your calls, but I'm going to tell you for the record that through the bank, it's already, in my opinion, already been taken care of.
Right.
Okay.
So they're not calling me at all. So.
Okay, but now it's, you want the collection agency calling the bank.
Yeah.
All right, gal pal.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
All right.
See ya.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you see them resolving it or just bypassing it to the end of the month?
Well, see, what I'm getting here is that it's kind of turned into a bit of a no-brainer that that you get to move forward and go on your trip and you've let everybody know. You let the collection agency know that you're about to travel out of town or out of the country, that this matter is resolved as far as you're concerned, and that the original company got the money value back. You can use any item. If it was a car that was worth $20,000 and you couldn't pay on it anymore and you turned it back into the bank and the bank was able to sell it for what the value was that you owed, really, they've got the money. You see what I mean?
Yeah, and I wrote that in the last email, too. I told them, I said, you got $4,500 in 3 days of selling this copier, and I'll only give you no more than $2,000. And it needs
all
to
right,
be resolved
well,
by the end of the month.
And see, and then when they agree to pay you whatever the amount that they say, okay, well, send us the $2,000. Make sure that you put in there paid in full somewhere
absolutely.
On the check. All right,
no,
all right, go,
absolutely,
pal.
I got you.
All right.
Thank you.
See ya. Bye.
I'm going to continue listening, so don't cut me off.
Oh, all right, okay, I'll put you back on hold then. All right, go, pal.
Okay.
All right. So I've got somebody. I think this is the person that was on hold. All right, I'm going to go to this, what looks like an international call starting with 525. Hi, it's Mona. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Sandra.
Hi, Sandra. What's your question?
My question is, do you see a change in residence and work for my husband?
Okay, it's very, very important that no matter what your husband does, that it's something that keeps him incredibly busy. And this is saying absolutely yes. Absolutely Yes. Now, the power month for this is coming up in July. So there's some preparation. It's connected with the number 7. So it's either the month of July or connected with the number 7 in some way. So it could be the 7th of the month. It could be 7 weeks from now. But there's something about the number 7, okay? There even could be sevens in the address. But there's something about the number 7. But what it's saying here is that your husband is regarded as an expert, the best at what he does. And that is the identity that he needs to pursue moving forward. He's not afraid of hard work. Your man is not somebody that's going to retire early because he likes work. Okay?
Right.
So what it's saying here is that all he has to do, and I'm going to make it sound really easy, but all he has to do is really present his credentials, and then he'll get a job. So where does he want to work?
We want to move to Cancun.
Right.
Okay. And with the same company, what they do is they manage, you know, the apartment buildings of the people that buy their summer homes or summer apartments.
Oh, I see. So it's like property management.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
That's the word.
Okay. So he's now, would you also say that he's pretty handy and a good project manager for any repairs or construction, too?
Well, he has a team that he has, and he puts all the ideas together, but, you know, his team is, you know, he's got the plumber, the electrician, da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, because this is saying there's something about, and the two power months here are July to October, so that time period, July to October, is the time period.
Mm-hmm.
All he has to do is really show interest, and this is saying that it happens. I mean, they've already talked to him about it, right?
No, as a matter of fact, that's the thing. They haven't said anything, and he's put out, you know, he's told them, let me know. But he's not really sure what's going on with his boss because, you know, his boss has been MIA for a while, and then he shows up, and then, you know, because he's the director of this whole area.
Does he? Okay, so the boss. So the boss is the director, or he's the director?
The boss is the boss. My husband's the director. They've got 10, you know, apartment complexes here.
Okay, so there's. I don't know if the woman that's showing up in your cards for this question is you, or if it's another woman that he works with, because here's the way that I think he gets the boss's attention. Does the boss have a lady assistant?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the person he needs to connect with.
Okay.
So he's, in other words, he has to make, and he can't just, you know, emotionally vomit what he wants to do in her lap. He needs to reach out to her and just start being acquainted with her and asking what the boss's schedule is and when's a good time to schedule a phone appointment and how is she doing. And so so what's the vibe there today? I mean, it's like he really needs to – that's his doorway to get what he wants.
Charm.
Yeah.
Okay.
He needs to be charming without being plastic or stupid or, you know, shallow about it. But what I'm getting here is that he has, if he charms this woman, okay, if he actually gets close to this woman, what's going to happen is that she's going to make sure that the boss takes the time to talk to him. And all your husband needs to do is actually have a one-on-one conversation, whether that's in person or over the phone, and say, my wife and I want to move to Cancun. We would like to take over the properties in Cancun as property management, and I'm just wondering what your thoughts are on that. Because I'll tell you, if the boss shuts him down, which I don't think's going to happen, if the boss shuts him down, there's another opportunity that steps up and presents itself.
Oh.
So if Cancun is where you really want to be, there are other multimillionaires that own properties. And the other thought is that you could actually start your own property management company in Cancun. But I actually think that they will pave the way for you, and something's going to happen. And this is saying very positively. But the person he needs to connect with is the boss's assistant, this woman. And that's how that's how it facilitates. That's how it happens. All right?
Okay.
All right, Gal Pal. Thanks for the call.
Well,
see ya.
Thank you. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. I've got somebody here from... All right. Let me get this going here. I'm going to go to area code 202. Hello, 202.
Hi.
Who's this?
How are you? Hi, this is Jackie.
Oh, hey, Jackie. What's your question for me?
So the guy that I've been dating for like 5 months, he has 4 kids and is going through like financial issues because he's always talking about it. So
yeah.
I don't know if I should like stop talking to him because of that or...
Well, my immediate reaction when you said financial issues and 5 kids was run away. That was my immediate response. Now, here's the funny thing. I want you to look at this relationship as there's elements about it that are very appealing and attractive to you, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's so much against this guy that I think the universe is showing you what you don't want. I think the universe is also showing you fabulous, beautiful, resourceful, perfect Jackie, that you're being shown what you don't want. Because here's the thing. Let's fantasize together for a second. Let's say this relationship goes on for another 6, 7, 8, 10 months. And he gets out of his this financial crisis now, which, by the way, he's not good with money in general. So this will be a theme with you and him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got these 5 kids. So so you guys are officially a couple, and now he's got custody of the 5 kids. Who do you think is going to help take care of the 5 kids if you're still with him?
Oh, me, yeah.
Okay, here's the thing. You deserve to have a man that doesn't have this kind of baggage.
Mm-hmm.
You're not Florence Henderson and the Brady Bunch here, okay? This is not about you taking on a mom role when you yourself want to have your own child.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling you, heck no. Here's the thing, is this is how you say it to him. Because one of the things that you absolutely have to do in affairs of the heart is maintain your dignity whenever possible.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I would say, which is totally the truth, is you say, you know what, I really have come to care about you, and really I think that you're going through so much that I think I need to let you deal with that and go through it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the complication and confusion of having someone romantically in your life right now is actually adding to your burden. And I just want to let you know, I want to be your friend, but I think I need to take a big step back and let you take care of this.
Mm-hmm. I've tried to do that, but he won't let me do that.
Okay, here's the thing. Remember what Yoda said, all right? Yoda said, do or do not. There is no try, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you say this to him again, and this is not a text, this is not a voicemail, this is something you say to him over the phone. I would actually prefer over the phone than in person because you're a little weak around him in person. So you say this over the phone, all right? And then you say, because I do care about you, I'm taking a big step back. And then what you do, and I know this is going to sound harsh, you block his number.
Okay.
And then when he tries to reach you through Facebook or whatever other social media, you unfriend him.
Okay.
Okay, because what this is saying is that this is too much work for the kind of happy marriage that you've always wanted to have in your life, all right?
Yeah.
And then let me tell you the other reason why I need you to do this now, all right? Because what the cards are saying and what my gut's saying is that you are 4 to 6 months away from meeting the man that you actually really should be in a relationship with.
Oh, wow.
So you can't be encumbered with a man that is as needy as this one.
Yeah, very needy.
Okay, seriously, you're not his mom. And that's what I'm getting, is that you're acting more like his mom and his therapist than you're actually a girlfriend and lover.
Yes, exactly.
And I'm telling you, when you said financial issues and five kids, my immediate reaction was run away.
Yeah.
And any girlfriend that you talk to is going to tell you the same thing. If you tell your mom this, your mom's going to say.
She told me that too. Yeah, I already asked her.
Okay, so you say, okay, so I got validation from the psychic on the radio that she's telling me to run away too. And what you do is that I don't care what he does after you block his number, because I know what he's going to say. And even my latest girlfriend dumped me, and she won't even let me talk to her. So what? Seriously.
Yeah.
All right, Jackie, sending you a big hug.
Thank you.
So he's not your boyfriend anymore.
No.
He's a guy you dated for a while.
Yes.
Okay. All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
See ya. Okay, bye. All right, you guys, I will be right back.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
You need help. You need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. I consult Mystic Mona's app, Vice Wisdom. The app gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Dice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah, but the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to dicewisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now.
All right, so I've got area code 352. Hello, 352. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Joanna. How are you, Mona?
Oh, hi, Joanna. What's your question?
Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited. I was the one who was on hold 11111.
Oh, I'm so happy you called back. Yeah, because there's a bunch of – I actually have a whole bunch of 11111s right now on hold, and you got to go star 82 and then dial in so that I can see your area code so I can call you up, you know, so I know who it is. You know, I say, hey, 352, it's you. So that if I go – okay, anonymous person that didn't unblock their number, you know.
Right,
so,
right.
Okay.
And yes, and I tried back, and I was on the other line, and I was on my cell phone at the same time.
Okay, what's your question for me?
Okay, I have been involved with someone long distance, and it is coming to the point where one of us is going to have to make a move, and he does not want to move. He wants me to move to his location, and I wondered how you saw this going. You know, is everything going to go well, or do you not see it going through, or that's what I wondered.
Okay, so can I ask you a question? How
yes.
many times have you actually spent time with him in person?
Once.
Okay, no, you're not moving.
Okay.
No, hell no. No. Okay, so you heard the other call, or when I was saying run away? All right.
Yes.
Here's the thing. This guy, he's not evil. I'm going to start with that. He's not evil, but you have a certain standard, and I don't want you to totally disrupt your life for a guy that you've only been in person with once.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing. The way we tweak this now is that we're going to be great friends. And, you know, it's interesting because I don't want you to think that this is an exclusive relationship with him. It's not that he's off poking somebody else, or it's not that you're off poking somebody else. But what it's saying here is that you need to categorize this man as a friend that occasionally comes to visit.
Okay.
And that I don't even care when he comes to visit if it's friends with benefits. But that's not why he cares about you. He cares about you because he can talk to you.
That's what I wondered. Okay.
So this is not the all-inclusive relationship, the I want it all, you know, mind, body, spirit, sex,
right.
You know, adventure, spontaneity. This is not that guy.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing. If your dream is to be with a guy that if you got a last-minute cruise offer that you could go on Alaskan cruise for, you know, 500 a person for a suite, this is not
right.
The guy that would do that.
Right.
Which, and you want the guy that can do that.
Exactly. That's where I'm at right now. Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So here's what I'm telling you is that this is where you define the relationship. And you say, you know what? I've only actually spent one visit with you and in person. And I really think that this is more of a friendship than a love relationship. And I want to be your friend, but I'm not going to uproot myself from my familiar spaces to move where you are.
Right.
I'm not going to do it. And as a matter of fact, if you were to move here, I would insist you get your own place and we would date for a year.
Right. Well, that's what I was planning on doing on that end. Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. But my point is that why should you be inconvenienced?
Right.
When
right.
you have
right.
everything going where you are, Joanna.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So what we do is we make him a friend. And then the other thing I want you to do is I want you to start putting yourself in the path of men. All right?
Okay.
So, by the way, what city do you live in?
I am in Ocala, Florida.
Oh, in Florida?
Yes.
Okay. So here's what I would do is
okay.
I would find out where there's an OSHA safety class. Now, you're going to wonder, why in the hell am I bringing this up with you? I want
okay.
you to look up OSHA safety training in your city.
Okay.
Because these classes are usually free or low cost, right? Now,
okay.
the reason I want you to do this is that there might be a CPR class, or there might be a first aid class, or there might be a fire safety class. Whatever it is, I want you to show up.
Okay.
And I want you to just take the classes that you're just a regular citizen, you want to know this for the future, you know, you've taken CPR in the past, but you need a refresher course, whatever it is, you go do that. Because there are more men that take these classes than women, and it doesn't matter the age range of the guys that are in there. Some of them will
okay.
be around your age, which is what we're looking for, right?
Right.
Because we don't want the guy that's going to go for the young babe hoochie mama. We want,
right.
and not all young people are hoochie mamas, and let me do my politically correct thing here, but this is not a guy that's interested in a woman because she's young. This is a guy that I see for you that's interested in a woman because he's looking for his real companion of choice.
Okay.
And that's exactly the kind of guy you want. So if a guy is doing OSHA training because it's part of his work requirement, and you're meeting him and you're saying, well, yeah, I came here because I want to find out more about fire safety, or I wanted to find out more about just basic first aid. You know, how do I put together a first aid kit? They're going to tell me. You see what I mean? And then you just be friendly. You show up looking smart, casual, like you always dress this way. You show up looking nice but not overly dressed, okay? And you just see if anyone is noticing you, and then you smile real big, all right?
Yeah.
The other thing I would suggest that you do is find any kind of other classes. Maybe at CSN, they usually are CSN. I'm talking like you're here in Nevada. Any community college course or extension courses that they have at the university, any
okay.
extra courses that you can learn something you don't know that is likely to put you in the path of men.
Okay.
Okay. So, even looking at the local, just looking at some of the local places where you could even find a part-time 20-hour-a-week job.
Okay.
Where it deals with a lot of men, and I'll tell you the perfect place for you to get a part-time job: golf course.
Really? Oh, I never even thought about that.
Think about it. If
okay.
you're actually helping, it doesn't matter where you're helping. You'd be a hostess in the restaurant, or you could be, you know, you could help in the pro shop. You could drive, you know, there's just so much you could do on a part-time level. And the thing is that you want to work during the week, not necessarily on the weekends.
Okay.
Because the men that are during the week are either retired or they are in a position where they can take time off for golf.
Right. Right.
I'm serious. Okay, but this one we put way on the back burner. Just say, I think we're going to be great friends because I'm not moving.
Okay. Okay.
That's all you
That's,
say. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
I
you
already
do that.
Already. Yeah, I already turned off the Facebook thing.
All right, good girl. All right, gal pal.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. See you later.
All right, thank you. Bless you. Okay,
okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 623 area code. Hello, 623. Who's this?
Hello, this is Maria. How are you?
Oh, hi, Maria. What's your question?
My question is, when I'm going to get that very good job I'm looking for?
Okay, so one of the things that's really obvious about you is that you're bilingual, okay? And one of the things that I want you to start presenting yourself is that if you could pick the perfect job, Maria, what does it look like?
A job or...
No. Yeah, tell me the thing you most want to do for work.
It's a job where I can help people.
Okay, so you being a concierge at one of the local hotels would be an ideal situation for you. Because you, by the way, there's either a radio on or some sort of TV on in the background that's coming right through the phone.
Okay. That's better
right?
now.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. So here's the thing. So like becoming a concierge or even working at the front desk of a hotel where you can actually help people, that's a one way. The other thing that I actually think that you'd be great at would be getting hired as a dispatcher for the police department wherever you live. Because you're bilingual, all right, you get hired at the police department, you can help, you know, with either the 311 or the 911 calls because you have a way of staying very calm in chaotic and emergency situations. So those are the two things that immediately came to mind to me when you asked me the question, is that, you know, what kind of job, all right? So I'm thinking either police dispatcher or something connected with information connected with the police department, or you become a concierge or even an event planner at one of the hotels. But the reason I like the concierge part of it is that you get to meet a variety of people, including some very, dare I say, attractive men.
Okay.
So here's the thing is that, sorry, I have a little frog in my throat. Hang on. Okay, that's better, sort of. Well, that's weird. Sorry. This is like live radio, so I don't have one of those like little mute buttons. Anyway, so what it's saying here is that coincidence is absolutely your best friend, all right? You being in the right place at the right time to help people is how your success manifests for you. And I'm telling you that we got to stop worrying about money. We've got to stop worrying about what we can't do and instead concentrate on what you can do. The very first thing out of your mouth when you interview with anybody is that you are bilingual. Okay? That is the first thing you need to say, is that I'm a valuable asset to almost any company I work with because I'm bilingual.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
And that's true.
But see, the thing is that not everybody in the world is bilingual. And that is a special skill for you that's so easy for you that you don't think it's that special. Okay? So anything that you can do to help people with the fact that you have bilingual skills is exactly the kind of job I want you to find. And what this is saying is that coincidence is your best friend. In other words, being at the right place at the right time. So if there's any place that you would like to work, 90% of your success is showing up there That's 90% of your success is just showing up. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So even if you were to work at the front desk of a hospital, that would be a great job for you. And the nice thing about working for any big corporation like the police department or, you know, any big organization like the police department or a hospital or even a big hotel is that they likely have tuition reimbursement. So if you want to go on to get any kind of training or any education additional to what you have now, it's going to be reimbursed, or part of it's going to be reimbursed by whoever you work with.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. So the timing on this is saying that there's something very powerful in the next 2 to 4 weeks with something, and I'm getting April 21st is a big power day for you. So there's something,
okay.
Whatever you need to do to follow up or just show up looking your best, this is saying that that's how you get the job. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Maria, thank you for the call.
Okay.
See you
thank
later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 305 area code. Hello, 305. Who's this?
This is Diana Mona, and I don't
know
if my memory is right, but happy birthday.
Oh, you're so sweet to say that. Bless your heart. Okay, so
and I got the name
of
your column, and your new column is Mona Ann Answers. How's that?
You're so funny. Actually, I have.
Anyhow,
I just came up with
it.
Here's my new tagline, Deanna. My new tagline is predicting your potential.
Yeah.
That's my new tagline, predicting your potential. Did you have a question for me today?
Yes. When am I going to be able to move?
As soon as you clean out your house.
The house is clean.
You did it? I'm so impressed.
Well, I lost my home, and that was a year and a half ago, and I've been living somewhere else.
Right.
And I need to move.
Well, this is saying that there's something about the quicker the better, and it's saying that you move within 1 month.
Oh, thank you.
So that's you really gotta start looking now, girl. You gotta look now.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, sweetheart.
And I look forward to reading your column.
You're so funny. I adore you. Big hugs to you. See you later.
Happy birthday.
Bye. Okay, thanks. Bye. All right, you guys. People are so funny. All right. Okay, so I will be I'm looking to do Facebook Live here with my program, and I'm going to shoot for this next Saturday. I'm going to shoot to do it because I had someone very dear to me suggest it, and I thought, oh, my gosh, what a great idea. Then you guys could actually see what I'm doing over Facebook. So I'll keep you updated. So for those of you that are not connected with my Mystic Mona page, this would be a good time to do that because that's where I put all my announcements. In the meantime, I hope you have a great rest of your Sunday. I look forward to talking with you next weekend, and thanks again for tuning in.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702
1-800-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything. What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.